Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners, into the second hour of American Exposé, and I'm Chris Gerner. Connecting dots that are very, very easy to do today. Scott Stevens, NBC weatherman, anchor, KPVI Channel 6, Ponticello, Idaho, evidently. He talks about the Defense Secretary William Cohen admits weather warfare is real. I covered that this week. Very obvious. And evidently there's final proof now conclusive. Global warming is now proven to be caused by human beings. For once, we agree with the leftist environmentalist. Human activity is causing global warming, for the atmosphere is heating up. We part ways with these environmentalists as to why global warming is occurring and who are the culprits. And he talks about the occult theological basis for hating this industrial civilization. And they say to comprehend how our leaders could hate this industrial civilization so much, they would take global action to destroy it. We have to begin at the religious level, the religion of the occult. Remember, our current and past national leaders not only control armies, navies, and aircraft of the word, they control our national environmental policies as well. Sustainable development equals destruction of this civilization. So history, greatest misconceptions held by the masses of people. One, the earth is flat. Two, the sun revolves around the earth. Three, if God had wanted man to fly, he would have created us with wings. And four, only God can control the weather. Since our educational system has been deliberately dumbed down to prevent citizens from being well-trained in logic, mathematics, and science, most people do not believe that man controls the weather, listeners. And apparently, this article will demonstrate the obvious worthlessness of this stagnant belief. When you see that the pattern of past deadly storms is consistent with the United Nations map, which is referenced here, which is on our website, your eyes should be open to the fact that our weather is being controlled and utilized to create the social engineering so desired by the Illuminati. Sustainable development equals destruction of this civilization. The ultimate goal of sustainable plan is the coming superstorm. Quote, it is patently possible to discuss social engineering without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of life, i.e. slavery and benevolent genocide. When a silent weapon is applied, gradually the public adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure becomes too great and they crack up. That is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, an excerpt of Silent Weapons from Quiet Wars. And once again, that was out of Bill Cooper's Behold the Pale Horse. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. After years of ratcheting up violent, deadly storms, the finale just might be the greatest Pacific storm in history. In its aftermath, people would allow themselves to be ordered off their land, out of their cities, into their reserves and buffer zones. And this is the problem that we see today, people. In parts 1 through 4 of this series on weather control and the sustainable development controversy swirling through the world right now, let us stop to review God's many judgments in the book of Revelation. Oh, here we go again. I'll probably get a phone call from the professor next. That's dealing with opinion. I want to deal with documentation, listeners. That is only the way we're going to get more people involved. I agree with John Stadmiller. Increasing our numbers is the only hope. You can't be thought of as a conspiracy kook, however. We'll be back.